we will party hard.
Wow. I'm here.
Welcome to the Boken Boys Gamble Their Rent Away, Part M, I believe. Because L was last week.
M week, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get a name on that one yet.
I've been thinking some things through. Mariota's mush.
Meat.
Meaty, mushy Mariota.
Mush.
Yeah, something like that. Let's just jump into picks from last week. Picks from last week. Week 12 in college football. Week 11 in the NFL last week. I did terribly. 3-6. 0-1 on my blow. Not good. Just not good. Lost a lot of snatches last week.
We all can't be perfect.
Minnesota, what the fuck? How is that possible? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, it is. I told you, they blew their load. Everyone knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, but this isn't like a bad, like a D2 AA school like Appalachian State beating Alabama and then going and losing their next game.
They went into Iowa, into Kinnick.
Yeah, I mean, I love Kinnick, but
great.
Hasn't been great this year.
Very good team. You had to expect the letdown. At home,
I was
biggest game you had in 10 years.
You know, it did
beat
hit.
Them.
The under still hit.
Well, of course.
23-19. Over-under was 44.
You had great. I told you that was coming. I didn't see the Penn
you're,
State
you're
win
not
coming.
Right. Like, I don't take your pick as ever correct,
but
really.
This is about the psyche of 18-year-old men, which I'm very well attuned to.
Anywho, weird. That didn't register for like a good 10 seconds there. Oklahoma wins, doesn't cover the over.
Barely won.
Or the
Holy
spread, obviously.
Shit,
yeah.
Barely win.
Barely won. But they won. Win's a win. W is a W. And against a good team, it's a big win. Really needed win. I can't believe they came back. I'm like, their defense is so bad that I didn't think it was possible for them to ever come back. They always had to be leading, so they can never, like, they have to just continually score. But they did it.
Do you know why Baylor lost?
Because they're in Waco.
They were up 28-3. They've done a lot of really bad things in their past, and they jinxed themselves by, I believe they tweeted out a picture of a GIF of the Oklahoma schooner, whatever it was, falling down.
It's the wheels are back on.
And that
they put the wheels back on.
They reversed jinxed Oklahoma.
They put the wheels back on.
I'm so pissed. I have notes. We're talking about it on the Monday episode or the Sunday episode or whatever, the regular pod. We'll go into more depth, but this is a reverse jinx in its finest. Fuck you, Baylor, for reverse jinx. Oklahoma's going to the championship now. That's it.
I like that.
Oklahoma's going
good odds for Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts probably going to win the Heisman. Joe Burrow is going to like tear his ACL tomorrow, probably. I'm telling you, it was a reverse jinx.
I don't know why you would tweet that. I just don't understand it.
Because people are fucking stupid.
That's like people who get, a message. It's like, group me. That's like people who get like Super Bowl champion tattoos like in the middle of the season. Like, what are you doing?
Like someone from Cleveland every year?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Unless you do it every year. As like a terrible joke because you're just destroying your body with falsities. It's like the BNN of bodies.
By the end of the year, blah.
It's like the t-shirts they send to Africa tattooed onto your body.
No one knows 18-year-old African children like I do.
I really wish I had Toto on deck.
I'm just in a good mood because it's Christmas season.
You've just been listening to a lot of Christmas music.
Correct. Pentatonics.
I'm more of a fan of Thanksgiving than I am of Christmas. I love Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, bah humbug.
What do you mean by humbug? I love Thanksgiving. It is just everyone hanging out, getting drunk, and eating food.
Me,
a big old party.
Me,
Christmas is like an event. It's like a family event you have to go to, and you have to do certain things. The only thing you have to do for Thanksgiving is eat and drink and watch football.
Everything else around Christmas is way better. Okay. End of debate.
Pack shopping malls. I guess deals-wise, yes. Like the Black Friday deals and like all the...
Which is after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I understand. But they've been letting them out early this year. Wow, we got really sidetracked. I don't even know. I'm 3-6 on the week. Not good. Georgia beat Auburn.
Yes.
By 7.
Big win by Georgia. Georgia controls their own destiny.
They'll blow it. Georgia loves blowing it. They love to fucking blow it.
Well, they're going to play LSU in the final. The winner of that game is in.
If Georgia loses, they're out.
If LSU loses, they're in probably anyway.
LSU's in. Like, they're in.
They're the 4 seed if they lose.
Yeah.
To Georgia in the championship. They're unless Georgia lays another egg somewhere along the way. Because then that one loss is kind of shitty. Not shitty, but it's not a great loss then.
Oh, she airlines. All right. How about your picks?
Wait, why didn't... Oh, I muted it.
Oh, okay. You okay there? Technology, huh? That was weak, dude. That was really weak.
Voltaire once said, if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him, which will come into play later. Last week, we went 3-3, so you're thinking, oh, great. Nope, we had -7 units. So we're 24-39 in the year, -46 units on the year. This is a fucking joke at this point. My lock is... The lock of the week is 3-7. The lock of the week with...
Always got to get at least one. Make it early.
The lock was the Chiefs Chargers over 52.5 with 5 units on that. That was a loss. Tyreek Hill gets hurt. Phillip Rivers decides to throw 4 interceptions.
You had happened to you what happened to us in like the finals against you were Slyer that 1 year.
I was down 4 points.
Yeah, and we were
Tyreek Hill going
and
in fantasy.
And our wide receivers got 0 points. The it was other, like AJ Green and fucking what's his name? Continue.
Tyreek Hill had 1 target and then he left the field. I turned the game off in disgust. My coworker texted me and called me a mush. And I was like, yep, that's 100% correct.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Fuck that. I mean, there should have been a lot more points. There's a lot of turnovers deep in territory. Tyreek Hill got hurt. Well, I mean, you know, that affects,
you
the, that
had
affects
more
the final score. There's never been a field goal missed in that stadium. Did you know that?
Weird.
They were 15-15 when I turned the game off.
Oh, because the air is just thin as fuck.
The ball flies.
Yeah. But still missing. There's never been a... Well, how many games have been played?
15-15. That's still a lot of field goals. 15 field goals. Next up, we had the parlay of the week.
Small sample size.
We had a win. We had the Raiders beating the Bengals. No doubt about that one. That was easy. We had the Rams beating the Bears. It was a shitty game, but the Rams are in control pretty much the whole game. And we had the Vikings over the Broncos, which, Jesus Christ, thank God for the second half. They were down 20-0. They ended up winning the game.
And nobody talked to... I did see this Vikings fans being pissed. Like this game isn't really highlighted on Red Zone. Like, they came back.
They were down 20-0.
I know, but then once they start coming back, you should jump to it a lot.
Teams were 0-90 in the last 90 occurrences that they were down 20-0.
I thought it was 0-99, I read.
Or 0-99, maybe. Yeah. And Kirk Cousins had never erased like a 20-point deficit,
ever. No, definitely.
Like at any point of any game.
Yeah, I think he's good now. All of a sudden, he's good.
Vic Fangio sucks. It's Denver's 4th blown lead in the 4th quarter this year, so not good. Thick pick of the week was the Dolphins teased up to 12. This is where I lost 10 units. Dolphins teased up to 12 against the Bills. Jets teased up to 7.5 over the Redskins. That was an easy one. The Jets murdered the Redskins.
Dwayne Haskins, not good.
He is terrible.
He's not good.
And the Bills beat the shit out of the Dolphins. The Bills scored 37 points. The Bills have not scored at all this year, really. And they dropped 37 on a Miami defense who had been playing well. The Dolphins had covered 4 or 5 in a row. They had 1-2 in a row. All signs pointed to this being a good bet.
And they just watched film from the last 2 weeks. Like, okay, we can beat them.
And they just played the Bills 4 weeks ago. They covered that game. They only lost by 10 because, like I said, of that fluky return kick. I have no idea how this happened, but fuck you. Guma of the week was the Cardinals plus 11.5 over the 49ers. I covered due to getting the line at 11.5. Because of that bullshit end of game. They really need... All right, so they need to like actually embrace gambling because the end of the game, there's a touchdown the NFL.
Yeah.
Because the end of the game, there's a touchdown scored with no time left because someone literally threw the ball backwards 20 yards and a lineman kicked it and another lineman kicked it backwards and someone fell in the end zone. The guy who like tossed it back 20 yards was on the ground with 4 defenders on top of him. He's down by contact by 4 different people. They didn't review it because they're like, it doesn't matter. Yes, it fucking did matter because all of America had the line at 9.5 or 10 or 10.5, and the game was decided by 10 points. Roger Goodell, again, get your shit together here. The whole world was heated. How do you not review that? You have to review every scoring play, every single scoring play. You have to. I covered, so I'm not upset. I'm just mad at how stupid the NFL could be. Cuck of the week was the Steelers plus 2.5 over the Browns.
It was a ridiculous gambling argument.
Yeah.
It was okay, it's like, well, yeah, you know, they don't give a fuck about gamblers.
Well, they should, because that's a lot of the people that watch this goddamn sport.
You know, for a lot of people, that was a good occurrence at the end of that game.
It could have been. Vegas certainly didn't like it, so they're going to, because the favorites, always people bet the favorites.
Yep.
The Steelers game, I feel like we could talk on the other pod about the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph. I don't really want to get into it. Pouncey's suspended a couple games. Mason Rudolph sucks. And then our Christian Kirk player with prop, as usual, yet another win. The line is 5.5 this time. He had 6 catches, 4 in the first frame.
How many? He didn't have like a great game, though.
He had 6 catches.
Yeah.
For like 50 yards, yeah, something like that.
Not good. Well, I mean, 12 points. Solid.
Good take fantasy it. Day. Yeah.
Take it. If he had doubled that, though, you would have won in fantasy. Okay.
I already whammied.
All right, let's go into week 13 of college football. Real quick, before going into that, though, the rankings came out again. And I guess everything was pretty positive. Like, what should have happened happens. It's top 10 are LSU 1, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Bama, Oregon, Utah, Penn State, Oklahoma, Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah. They're all in the right place. Oregon, I think Oregon should be over Alabama, but, you know,
doesn't matter.
They'll never do that.
The only time you need to argue about anything is after each team wins their conference championship. Then people are going to start getting pissed.
Bama can't.
That's why they're going to... I think Bama, if everyone that's supposed to win their conference championships does, Alabama has zero chance of making it. If Oklahoma wins, if Ohio State wins...
Correct.
And if Oregon wins, Alabama's out.
Even if Utah wins.
Yeah, whoever wins that game is in. In my opinion, they're in. Whoever wins that game is in, as long as they don't mess up in the next couple weeks. That USC, who is the only loss of Utah, I believe, USC is now ranked in the college football playoffs. So that's huge for them.
That's I don't know how Utah. That's possible, though.
They're 7-4.
They've lost 4 games.
I think they've lost to Oregon and Utah, though. So
correct.
They've lost to 6, 7, and 8. So they have 2. I don't know if their other 2 losses are 2, but oh, I don't know. Maybe Notre Dame. So that's 3. They have like 3 top 18 losses. That's pretty good if you're going to lose.
Losses. They shouldn't be in the top 25.
At some point, you got to put someone at 24. You want the 6th team in the MAC to be there? Who's lost to Toledo?
Like SMU in.
And SMU is 24th.
Above that. 4 losses. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying.
Well, there were good losses. No such thing. It's pussification of America. No such thing as good losses.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Yeah. You got to rank them somehow.
I don't know. I don't agree with you.
Okay. What are your picks? Are you texting?
Nope. Hey! Let the fun begin.
Sinead O'Connor?
Not Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, wasn't she in that group?
Bewitched. Yeah. Was she in that group?
I thought we went over this last time.
We did.
Yeah.
do you know what team that is for?
Hey, Irish. Notre Dame.
There you go. There nice. You go. Figured out that they are Irish. I didn't want to play like corny Irish music because fuck Notre Dame. They can't take that.
That potato famine still hits hard close to home.
It sure does. I'm going to go have a potato after this, actually.
Mm.
BC at Notre Dame. Notre Dame,
I think I shit myself.
After losing, they rounded out their schedules very strong to look good. They lost to Michigan. They've played Virginia Tech. They have 5 losses, I think. Duke, Navy, and now BC. So BC is, they're 5-5, but they also lost that 20-point favorite game against Kansas.
That was bad.
Last time Kansas beat a Power 5 conference school was 2008. That was 11 years ago.
That was the last full erection I had.
Just any school in the conference. Like Rutgers would beat them. Everybody beats them.
Mm.
Rutgers.
Huh? Rutgers is great. Right?
Notre Dame's at home. They're 19.5-point favorites. I think that's it's an easy bet, I think.
I'm with you on that.
ACC, there's some shitty games this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is like almost like an ipso facto bye week, but they're just playing garbage teams, everybody. Maybe it ends up that way. with some of the schedules, but whatever.
Hey.
Next up, the Big Ten, Penn State at Ohio State. I just think the spread is like very aggressive. PSU, yes, they lost to Minnesota. Yes, they raped children. And yes, Epstein did not kill himself.
Correct. But, all correct. The Big Ten, like, can we just get rid of this conference? It's so fucking
ACC
boring.
No, ACC is the one I want to get rid of. There is no good games on. You don't want to watch any ACC games.
At least
games.
Sometimes they score points. The Big Ten, no one scores at all except for Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, that was one of my picks. Wake to cover a 34-point spread. They lost 52-3.
Oof.
And they didn't get
Northwestern, they did cover that spread last week.
40 points. Yeah. They covered 40?
I think they did. They scored 40-something points, and they hadn't scored that in, like, what did you say, like 4 weeks combined or something like
correct.
That? Yeah. I looked at the score. I was like, wait, what?
It's so annoying.
UMass did cover, I believe. Was that who they played?
It was.
I'll look it up. Yes. But continue. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Notre Dame, I think, dominates this game. So 19.5. Big Ten. Sorry. I got backtracked real hard.
Yep.
Penn State, 18 points. Aggressive. Even though they're going to the shoe, even though it's in Ohio State, they just let up 20. Rutgers scored 21 points on them. Like, Penn State has to look at that and be like, we can score. We should just try and score on this team. Don't play defense. Focus on offense.
Look, Ohio State hasn't really given up points to many teams, and they've won every game by 35. Buckers. All right. I feel like they just didn't give a shit about that game.
They give a shit about this game, though.
Yeah.
This is like an actual good team.
And now they care. I think that was a classic. We're looking ahead to next week, but usually when teams lose that, they still won by 35. So, like, you're really going to be mad at them for winning by 5 touchdowns?
Well, I mean, like, Minnesota won by, like, 45. It was like 52-3.
Okay. Minnesota, like I said, also beat teams.
Fuck you.
Like Prairie View or something by
anyway,
3 points.
I think Penn State covers 18 points, though. 18 points seems like too much. I think it's going to be a closer game than everyone expects. Penn State, like, just makes people play defense.
Northwestern won 45-6, so they didn't cover.
Did not cover. Very close, but did Very not close. Cover. Holy hell. Anyway. That's a good game, though. That'll be a good game.
We hope so.
Ohio State's always that team in basketball and football that's more fun to watch than everyone else in the Big Ten.
Correct.
Like, well, all the time.
They get athletes.
Afoeats. All right, next pick is Big 12. TCU at Oklahoma. TCU is my favorite team.
They won last week.
And Jalen Hurts definitely needs to get some of that Sooner Schooner being put back
Boomer,
together.
Boomer Sooner Schooner. Okay, Boomer. TCU beat you. Texas Tech in Texas Tech 33-31 last
Texas
week.
Texas Tech is like 4-6, I want to say right now.
Still a tough game in Texas Tech.
Yes.
Not an easy game.
Anyway, 18.5 points. Oklahoma hasn't covered a spread in like 5 weeks. They have lost. They have played close
Thanks
games defense. To literally everybody. They have no defense. Has to be the worst defense in the FBS. Like Kansas State dropped 40 fucking points on you. Almost 50 points. Almost 50
and
points.
Every game has gone over 60 points.
Every single game. So I'm going to take TCU plus 18. I didn't even look at the over under. I'll just take the over. If it's below 70, I'm going to take it. Below 70. Above 70, not taking it. So yeah, you figure that out.
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Are you?
Yes, we got the USA Ducks out there now.
Quack, 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 quack.
65.
Taking it. Definitely taking over 65. It went down from last week, huh? Interesting. Oregon at Arizona State. First time picking against Arizona State this year, which it hasn't been favorable to pick for them for like the half my picks. I'm pretty sure I'm even on them. Oregon's minus 15. They're covering, I think they've covered every spread except for one or two since week one.
You just got a half point. It dropped to 14.5, so good for you.
Okay. I'll take it at 14.5. That's nice.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. Ducks have like one of the strongest schedules in college football. which I thought was shocking, but the Pac-12 was actually good this year. Like, everyone is good.
Arizona State looks like they played everyone really tough.
Yes. Yes. But I think Oregon's just way better than every other team in the Pac-12. Like, significantly better.
You've got wins by three, loss by three, win by seven.
Like, if they had won that Auburn game, they have to be in the top four right now. Maybe number two.
Oregon?
Yeah.
They'd be number one.
No, LSU would be number one.
Oh, number two. Still, yeah, no, they'd be number two. They'd be number two. Maybe Clemson would be at
Clemson yeah. wouldn't be above.
Ohio State would be two. Oregon would be three.
Something like that. Yeah. Around those lines. I think this game will be under because Arizona State does have a good defense. So you're right about playing them close. But I think they're not going to score anything on offense.
Coming off Oregon, a loss to Arizona State or Oregon State, I mean.
Yeah, not good. I'm going to take Oregon minus 15 and under 54.
Oregon State's having a great year. They have 5-5. Their over-under win total for the last like decade has been 2.5. And they won 5 games already this year.
I think they played Hawaii this year.
I don't care who they played. That's just they lost that fucking game.
They lost that game too because they had to go to Hawaii. Any team that goes into Hawaii, you have to bet against them.
Oh, 100%.
Even when Hawaii is like major underdogs, like, nope, you bet against them. Just Hawaii money line.
They beat Cal, Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA on the road.
Okay, let me just. Cal sucks. UCLA sucks. Arizona State's okay.
Arizona's
not good.
Oregon State's over under win total, I just told you, has never been over 2.5 in like 10 years.
Right. Anyway. Anyway.
They won road games.
Anyway.
I'm happy for them.
Good. I'm happy you're happy for them. That's my blow. Not my blow. That is my blow.
That was your blow, yeah.
I have one more pick.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
I forgot I wrote this completely wrong. I did this very quickly.
It's okay, pal. Big day tomorrow.
SEC. Before I go into my pick, real quick. Guess who Alabama plays this week?
Prairie View.
You're close. Western fucking Carolina. Western Carolina. In week 13. Like, that's absurd. They haven't really played anybody. They have three very bad games that they're playing that if they don't cover the spread or they don't win.
Come on, West Carolina's 3-8.
Oh, my God. This game is going to be a massacre. I don't even know who their backup is.
With wins over North Greenville.
This isn't my pick, though. Because there's no spread on this.
And Eastern Tennessee State.
Oh. ESTSU.
They lost to the Citadel. And Gardner-Webb.
Gardner-Webb. Basketball powerhouse.
And Wofford beat him by 52.
Wofford just making names. They're playing big teams. I'm going to go to my actual pick now. Arkansas at LSU. LSU is 44-point favorites. 44.
Wow.
I thought that was a lot. I was going to take Arkansas. And I looked at Arkansas. They're 2-8. They just lost to Western Kentucky by almost 40 points.
Fired their coach.
Yep. They're going to LSU.
That's the Ty Story team I was telling you about.
LSU, because of the way Ohio State's playing, has to blow teams out right now. They have to blow this team out.
LSU could do whatever they want. They could win by a field goal. It doesn't matter. If their only loss is in the fucking championship game to Georgia, they are in the college football final. End of story.
Yes, but if they should blow this team out. So they're going to cover 44. I should look at that, but I'm not going to trust it because they're probably going to win 44-3 or like 52-3. Like, I don't think Arkansas is going to score a point.
Probably not.
And those are my picks.
Okie dokie.
Oh, interesting. Wait, quick tidbit. And the Watchmen Hoboken reference dropped in episode 5. Literally just Hoboken 1985 dropped on there.
What?
There's Hoboken in the latest episode of The Watchmen.
The town?
Yes, where we live.
Interesting.
Okay, can hit the buzzer. Go on.
We're back to yelling, baby. Distinguished guests, gather around, hush your mouths and open your ear holes. Bones, do you believe in God?
I believe in a higher power.
Well, I've had my come to Jesus moment, Bones. I praise the Lord above. Praise Jesus. Sunday may be the day of rest, but there is no rest for the wicked. My gambling career has spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting, aka losing, and I won't make the same mistake Moses did by extending this exile to 40 years.
Moses Malone.
That ends today. Just like Jesus on the third day, I will rise again in fulfillment fulfillment of the scriptures. I'm going to make these picks my personal communion. I'm going to gobble up that Eucharist. I'm going to get wasted on some church wine. We're a rainbow made of children. St. John's. St. John's. There is nothing that can stop us. Rainbow love is much too strong. That was my grammar school theme song.
Wow. Rainbow love, huh?
Get ready for my sermon, because if you'd like to get through those pearly gates, all you have to do is listen up to the old thing talked about. Always hyped, but best faded. Six picks from the sixth borough. I just spit everywhere. Bright lights, big cities, follow me! See! To bankruptcy. I'm fired up today, Bones.
Look at this workout just making you wake up.
Three days of working out in a row. I'm fucking fired up.
You haven't crashed yet. Shocking.
Sorry. No. First up is our Almost Heaven Lock of the Week. Holy night. We're taking the Steelers and the Bungles under 39 for 5 units. No one expects either of these franchises. Oh, shit. I fucked that up. I'm sorry. No one expects either of these abortion of a franchise, which yep. God strictly prohibits, to score any points. Mason Rudolph was sleeping in heavenly peace after Myles Garrett clunk on the head. So don't expect much out of him. And let's not forget who the Bengals quarterback is. Bones, do you know who the Bengals quarterback is?
It's not Ryan Finley.
Yep. No one knows. No one cares. Sleep in heavenly peace knowing this game won't even make it to 20 points. 5 units, Steelers, Bengals, under 39.
Take the over.
You'll take the over in that game?
I'll take the over in that
game. Mason Rudolph versus, what's his name?
Ryan Finley.
Damn it.
I knew his name. I just wasn't sure if he was starting or not.
This game is going to be awful.
Okay, continue.
Our parlay of the week, aptly named the owl, because one will lose. We're taking the Saints, minus 420, over the Panthers, the Bills, minus 200, over the Broncos, the Lions, minus 194, over the Redskins, the Browns, minus 500, over the Dolphins, and the Falcons, minus 220, over the Buccaneers for 5 units, plus 391 in this parlay. Bones, no one in this group has any chance of losing. The Herald Angels had come down to me this week.
One must lose.
True.
Okay.
Glory to the newborn king. Saints, Bills, Lions, Browns, Falcons, all on the money line, plus 391 for 5 units. Next up is our weekly teaser, a.k.a. the thick pick of the week, because a little extra never hurt. Three-team teaser, 6 points each, all unders. Falcons and Buccaneers under 58. Giants and Bears under 46.5. Lions, Redskins under 48 for 2 units. Joy to the world, the Falcons have come. Let us receive Calvin Ridley. Let every pass be a Matt Ryan TD. And Jameis Winston pick six. And a Jameis Winston pick six. And a Jameis Winston pick six.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well done.
Late in the season, all unders. 2 units.
We'll play the music behind it right after this.
Two units. Thick pick of the week. Falcons, Buccaneers under 58. Giants, Bears under 46.5. Lions, Redskins under 48. Our underdog of the week, a.k.a. our cuck of the week. Nope, that's not it.
And he will
raise you.
Is this Pentonix?
On eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn. Jaguars +3 on the road against the Titans for 3 units. Big Dick Nick is back and better than ever, Bonesy.
He sure is.
He is my refuge. He is my rock in whom I trust. If you jump on his big old penis, he will raise you up so high you'll think you're on eagle's wings. He leaves women with an orgasm so large you'll shine like the sun.
Oh, all right.
And if there's one thing I know for sure, you can't hold his penis in the palm of your hand.
Are you just singing like actual
church songs? Church songs. Like legit church songs.
What are you doing?
I was raised in a Catholic church bones.
Yeah, so was I. You went on a weird wormhole today, didn't you?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm just in a great mood talking about Jesus, talking about Nick Foles, penis, and priests. 3 units on the cuck of the
what
week.
What could be better than that? Penis and priests.
Jaguars plus 3. This is next is our Guma of the week. The pick we like second.
I bet this is Joy to the World.
No. We already did Joy to the World.
Can you go?
Fine. Our Guma of the week, a.k.a. this pick we like second best, like the deacon of the church.
Oh, come, ye faithful, joyful.
We are taking the Bills minus 4.5 against the Broncos for 5 units.
Are nuns hired consultants? Like, they hire these women because they're not, they don't live, like, in the...
They live in the convent.
Yes, but that's not affiliated with any church in particular.
Yes, it is. It's next door to the rectory.
Not every church has a convent next door to a rectory. Most churches do not.
Correct. Mine did.
There's larger, yeah, so there's larger convents that literally consult nuns out to different churches.
True. Some churches.
So they're consultants.
Do have their own convent, though. Yeah.
They consult for the business owner, which is the man.
This is very rude of you. How dare you get? How dare you make a mockery of my faith? Because I'm not about to. So the Bills minus 4.5 against the Broncos. Josh Allen's penis is going to be dangling out of his shorts, and he will make all those who are faithful come. Strictly for procreation, of course. God bless you, Jesus. Josh Allen was the fantasy leader for quarterbacks last week. It was no fluke. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Born is the king with a big arm who looks good in shorts. 5 units, cuck of the week. Bills minus 4.5.
You ever practice these before doing this?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, okay.
Why? It's so good. Lastly is our Christian Kirk player prop, our CKPP. Not really a church song, but out of reverence to our Lord and Savior, Christian Kirk, we will treat it as the holy day and rest this week from the prop. Instead, we're going to think about how wonderful he is and how high on loving you, Christian Kirk, we are. There is no CKPP this week.
Oh, wow.
Those are my 6 picks from the 6th borough. Technically 5. I hope they make you as financially unstable as I am. And joining us live via recorded podcast is the lead sponsor, OwlEatsFootball.com, Stu!
Having me on. You get louder every week, Chris. It's very impressive.
Stu, he's been going to the gym, so he has more energy at night.
I make women quieter the more they bang me, though.
Isn't that because they're dead or asleep already?
Oh, yeah, I might drop something in their drink.
Okay. Sorry, I got very dark there for a minute, Stu. How are you, Stu?
Okay. On intro, I'm good. It's raining in San Diego, so it's Whoa. Pretty.
That's just God jacking it.
Oh, that's crazy, Stu. It's fucking 39 degrees here. So,
yeah, really. Well, it's 58 here, which is like an East Coast 20. So,
you know what's gonna make you feel better is the fact that your best bets last week went 3-2.
That does make me feel better, and since I put all my snatches on Baltimore, I'm back in the game.
1,000 snatches, Baltimore minus 4.5. That was a beautiful win for you, buddy.
It was, and I chickened out, but I almost took an adjusted line of Baltimore minus 20, which Ooh. Would have been pretty sweet. But, yeah.
According to your worms, it was a 24.5 point advantage, I believe you had shown.
That is correct, and wait until you see what Worms has in store for Baltimore this week.
You're like Dennis Rodman changing his hair color. I'm excited to see every week what comes
Wait
up.
Wait until you see what Worms
And you're like my, you're like my Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah. Our dick size is the same.
Except you go to the gym. That's the only difference between you and Kim Jong-un.
Go to the gym is a strong, strong word. There.
3 days in a row. 3 days in a row. Don't call it a comeback. I'll come on it.
All right, Sue, let's get into your picks, bro.
Well, let's just start where we left off. So I'm pretty sure lock of the week has to be Baltimore -3 in L.A. I just don't think that people understand how good this Baltimore team is.
Yeah,
they
really
have three ridiculous cornerbacks who are playing ridiculously. And their pass rush isn't great, but when you have to hold the ball for 10 seconds to find an open receiver, they're going to get home. And that doesn't bode well for Jared Goff and the Rams, who can't score points these days. And then add in the fact that Lamar Jackson seems to be literally uncoverable. It feels like -3 on East Coast team going west to L.A. makes sense for a normal team, but Baltimore is just playing out of their minds right now.
I strongly disagree with you, Stu. This is a must-win for L.A. They're two games out of the playoffs. They just scored 17 points against the Great Bears defense. This is the game that Baltimore just has their big fart and they let out and they have a shit game.
They already had that against the Browns. We talk about this every week.
Yeah, that was like 9 weeks ago.
Okay.
But I also think like, so the Rams exploded for 17 points against the Great Bears defense.
Correct.
How many points are they going to need to score to beat Baltimore? They're going to have to hit close to 30. Which they haven't done since the Reagan administration. So.
Oh, wow.
Reagan.
You're forgetting, what is Lamar Jackson going to be like out in L.A. with all the cool things that are going on in California, like, you know, that you do, bro?
Yes. Well, if I know anything about Lamar Jackson, he has nothing in common with me, so he will be...
What if he loves Dirk Nowitzki and tall, white centers from Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the only thing. I don't know. But based on everything I know about us, we have nothing in common. Other than the fact that we both think the Ravens are going to win by a lot this weekend.
Hey, at least you're taller than him.
That's true. It's also kind of sad when you realize you have a physical advantage over somebody. They're the MVP of the league.
But you really don't. You don't have a physical advantage over him.
I'll take Stu any day of the week over Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean... I am taller than Lamar Jackson, meaning if I had his speed and athleticism, I would be better.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So we all agree. I had at one point in my life a shot to be better than Lamar Jackson.
God is an evil and cruel mistress.
Yeah, agree. And then since we are going back to the well on Baltimore, looking to win more money on them, we're going to go back to a different well to win some money on our upset of the week, and we're going to take Miami plus double digits. And it's something that's worked well for us before, and we're going to do it again. And so Miami plus 10.5 in Cleveland.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's a nice pick right there.
I'm a little nervous about it because literally the Browns feel like at any moment they could turn into a good team. But so far, they're just not a good team. And...
it's just a little dangerous. We don't know how they're going to respond to the whole Myles Garrett situation. I mean, they are rolling, though, up until that one single play. I hope that they can respond. I mean, at least they have great leadership from the wide receiver and the quarterback and an intelligent coach to really get them over the hump.
Yes, yeah. All their intangibles are off the charts.
We're talking about the Browns?
Correct.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
The thing about the Browns is that they just won back-to-back games without scoring more than 20 points. So I know that they are on a little bit of a hot streak, but like they still have their issues. They still got problems. And Ryan Fitzpatrick just keeps throwing for 300 yards every game. So I just think Miami's going to keep this closer than 10.5 points. I think if we're looking at other upsets, where a lot of people are going to look at Seattle and Philadelphia. And, I don't think that's a bad one. I just think those two teams are a lot more even than their records say they are.
Seattle?
Say it again?
Seattle?
Yeah, like in Seattle, if the Rams and the Niners hit two kicks against them, two last-second kicks, then Seattle's
now that it happened twice, it's more about Seattle and not about the kickers.
That's an interesting theory. Yes. I think that Seattle is... their point differential signals that they're more of a 500 team. And the Eagles, if they get any sort of help back, are going to be good. Although if Lane Johnson's out, they're screwed. So,
Stu, would you rather take Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz to start for this game?
To start this game, I'd rather have Russell Wilson. And
that's the pick then, if they're equal.
And that's a good, you know, keeping the theme, we did a whole holy theme with God. I cannot have a soulless ginger be picked. So Carson Wentz is out. And the virgin Christian worshiper, Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett are in for me.
That's really true. God is definitely picking Seattle in this game.
That's my expert football analysis.
That's solid. You guys will probably be popular in the middle of the country with that logic.
Joel Osteen, watch out. Here we come. Kanye asked us to tour with him next week, actually.
Kanye's going on Joel Osteen?
He already did.
He already did?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm
That's out actually of- like a real 2019 sentence. Kanye West and Joel Osteen performed together in front of like a congregation. What the fuck is wrong with our world?
I don't know, but Kanye's crazy. I bet you they got definitely millions of viewers on that. That hits a lot of people's boxes.
Yes.
Not yours, though.
No. Well, if it was 2008, Kanye would hit my box, yeah. But he doesn't.
Mm. Yeah, if it was 2008 Kanye doing that, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
There's a lot of super virgin Christian snatch boxes I'd like to get into.
What?
I have no idea what's going on. All right, Stu, what else you got?
Well, just a couple other games I really like. I really like Tennessee -3 against Jacksonville. I know that this can't be my dick pick of the week because Big Dick Nick would be the pick. But
he was my underdog of the week.
Well, ever since Ryan Tannehill took over for the Titans, they're on fire.
It's true.
They're the third best offense over the last four games by points per game. They are 3-1 in that span. They beat the Chiefs, and Jacksonville, meanwhile, is going the exact opposite direction. They're coming off back-to-back 20-point losses, and it just seems to me like Tennessee is a team that's going to sneak in at the end of the playoffs. And Jacksonville is going to be a team that ends the season with double-digit losses.
There's one key stat you're missing out on.
Oh, hit me.
There is only one team with a quarterback who currently has a monument erected, and I use the word erected on purpose, in their honor in the NFL. What is the team?
That's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Correct. So they have to win this game. Just
Isn't
based
it
on
crazy that.
That
the Eagles just fucking threw his trophy, his monument up there like right away? That's never happened before. They never think they're going to win again. That's it.
Correct.
That's it for the Eagles.
Correct.
It's like when the Colts put up the AFC Championship banner. It feels very similar. I know it's a Super Bowl, but erecting a statue for one Super Bowl is a little weak. It's a little thin.
In fairness, Jim Irsay thought that was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was so fucked up on Quaaludes, he didn't know the difference.
Been there, brother.
Amen.
Amen. And then if we're throwing out one more upset pick, it's a little blasphemous, but Dallas +6.5 in New England seems a little aggressive.
Terrible pick.
Considering
awful.
Awful by me or by the line?
Awful by you. New England, it's fucking Bill Belichick versus Jason Garrett.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I totally agree with that. But New England's offense is in a world of hurt right now. Like, they get back Isaiah Wynn, which will be helpful. But Dallas's offense is off the charts. Like, besides Baltimore, they're the best offense in the league over the last month. And New England has a great defense, granted. But if there's one thing New England can do, it's score points, and that points to a closer game than 6.5. So we can put a little dignity on the line between us, Chris, a nice old-fashioned man bet, if that'll make you excited.
I love dignity because I have none of it, so I have nothing to lose.
This is perfect. You could – well, I'll put one dignity on the line for this game. So you
can All right, well, if I win, I get one dignity back.
Okay, perfect. So we got a nice dignity bet in lieu of our dick pic.
To quote the wise Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's roughly like three pollutions.
All right, Stu. Anything else for us? That was wonderful.
No, just come out and check the site. Worms is going to throw up a ridiculous number on this Baltimore-LA game. So you'll have to come to the site to check out how big they think this spread is actually going to be. But
is it bigger than Nick Foles' dick?
I was thinking the same thing. That's
it is going to be. I usually don't. I'm not in the business of saying things are bigger than Nick Foles' dick, but this is going to be bigger.
Well, thank you very much. Joining us, as always, our guest pick of the week and our lead sponsor, live via recorded podcast line from OwlEatsFootball.com, home of the Worms, Stu.
I appreciate it, fellas. See you next week.
Bye, Stu.
Oh, shit. Whammy.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.